Blog Talk Radio.
All over the world, we say. A great truth. Everyone, remember, remember.
I am
my brother, my sister.
You don't have to worry, I can see.
I see your tears.
Your
and remember. Not from God. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love,
yes,
and a sound mind. Yes. Hallelujah. If you believe that, say,
thank God, my thank God, my thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, my thank God, my thank God.
Oh, that's the truth, y'all. See, if you think that's good, it just gets better. Because joy cometh in the morning. And whatever you've gone through now, it's only to make you better, make you closer, make you stronger. So I need for you to sing it from that place now. Say! So what I want you to do right now, I want you to look at that person next to you. That's right, that's right. Look at them right now. Look at them right in the face. Come on, you look better than them anyway. You ain't got to be scared. That's right. And from your gut, from your spirit, look at your brother, your sister, and tell them. I need to hear you. Sing it. There it is. Yeah. Come on, a little bit more. Tell them, don't worry. Don't worry. Sing it.
Has made.
Oh, hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify, hallelujah, the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name. Let us enter together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, March the 20th, 2022. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I am Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook. But as always, I am joined by some phenomenal servant leaders of the Lord in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and Minister Tina Brown. Hallelujah. And we just want to welcome you to this morning's service. We pray that on today, hallelujah, the Lord will truly bless you and bless your indeed. Hallelujah. We are now going to go into opening prayer. Bow your hearts with me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, hallelujah, with praise on our lips and thanksgiving in our hearts. We're thanking you, Father God, for yet this day that you have made, and we are truly rejoicing in it. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for our worship service, Lord, because we want everything that we do to be pleasing unto you. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will come in and rest, rule, and abide with us this morning. And we pray that your people all over this world will be blessed. They will be edified, empowered, impacted, and equipped to live a more abundant life in you. And Lord, more than anything, we pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, today would be the day that they would come and ask you to make you to be their Lord and their Savior. It is in the mighty matchless name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray it all. Let the church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Sanctuary.
wants me to be, I'll be just that. So I tell him, look for me. What you want me to be?
What you want me to be?
Oh, mold me.
Mold me.
What you want me to be?
What you want me to
oh,
be?
Say mold me.
Mold
say what you want me to be.
What you want me to be?
Oh.
Morning. Once again, we'd like to welcome you all here to this morning's worship service. It is now time for our meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, our much beloved and highly esteemed mother of the church, comes and she reads to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So at this time, please give your undivided attention to the beautiful mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. And I love you, Kelly and Annette. I love you to the moon. And back, if I could get you there and have you take a look, I would do it, but I can't. So I just praise God for you. And for your love for my daughter, I thank you. The meditational reading is a powerful lesson, and it's entitled, What Have You Been Saying? We'll be looking at Psalms 91 and 2, and it reads as follows. Yeah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Now, when a great storm arose as Jesus and his disciples were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, he did not say to his disciples, the storm is here to teach us courage. Instead, he took authority over the storm and said, peace. Be still. And there was a perfect calm. You can read about that in March 4:39. When he met the widow of Nain, whose only son had died, and on another occasion the two sisters whose brother Lazarus had died, he didn't tell them God wanted to take him home. No, he spoke to the dead son. Young man, I say to you, arise. Read about that in Luke 7:14. And standing outside Lazarus' tomb, he said, Lazarus, come forth. John 11:43 can tell you about that. And both men came back to life. What have you been saying about your situation? When you feel the pain in your body, don't thank the Lord. God wants me sick to teach me to trust him more. Instead, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that by your stripes I am healed. Read about that in 1 Peter 2:24. While trying to make ends meet, don't say of the Lord, the Lord keeps me poor to keep me humble. Instead, say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You can read that in Psalms 23:1. And if you have an intimidating boss at work, don't say, the Lord is my patience. I will endure. Instead, say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. Can man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. We are living in the last days when there are terrorist attacks and deadly viruses lurking around. The world is afraid, but we will not speak negative words and be fearful like the people of the world. Instead, we will speak God's word and reign over these things. Like the psalmist, we will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. So find out what God's word says about your situation. Believe it and declare it. And because God's word cannot return to him void, Isaiah 55:11 says that, you will see what you believe and confess come to pass. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for today, speak God's word and reign over the things that the people of the world are afraid of. Amen. And all glory to God.
Yes.
Down in perpetual neediness, survival routineness, provision for every single distress and impediment, relevant, necessary for spiritual nourishment. I got your encouragement, anointed with element. Exalted mighty God, my strength. Foolishness to think my mighty God can't quench it. Burn until it burns with this joy I found. I know we need the Lord right now, right now. Come on, you need him right now. Let me hear you. Come on, say it. Give it to me. One.
That's right. That's right.
Wait.
I have made some awful decisions.
That's right.
That caused me sorrow, like a head-on collision.
Oh.
There's always madness.
Yeah.
Oh, my dear. That makes me feel like losing my religion.
Yeah.
Oh, let me
them out. Hit them with it. One time. What? Say it.
Be caught up or disillusioned. Like there's no answer to all this confusion.
Mama,
come on and join me in this revolution. That Jesus is the answer. My final conclusion. So let me share with you this one thing I know. Here's what I must do so I won't lose hope. Call on him because I know there's power. There's power.
Pastor Fred Hammond, hallelujah, because he is telling the truth. If we ever needed the Lord, oh, yes, indeed, it would be right about now. Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time when we come together as a family, hallelujah, touching and agreeing on one accord, lifting up our brothers and sisters all over the world. And let me explain something to you about us here at the Spirit Alive Network. When we pray, hallelujah, we pray believing that God will move. We pray expecting for God to move. Hallelujah, we know that God is able, and we believe that he can and he will do everything that he has declared that he will do for his children. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to clear your minds. And I want you to get ready to go to the throne of grace with our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. And we are going to touch and agree with the woman of God right now. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, everyone. We thank God for this wonderful and beautiful day. Hallelujah, that he has allowed us to see. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to go right into prayer right now. We have much to pray about, and we have much to praise the Lord for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come humbly before you. Because you are greater, hallelujah, hallelujah, than any other. And we know that we can trust you. Father God, we ask right now that you would forgive us of our shortcomings. Hallelujah. Yes. Any failures, any sin, open or hidden, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would forgive us this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Every one of us, everyone that's listening in, hallelujah. We just want to be in right standing with you, God. Hallelujah. In every way. And we thank you. We thank you because we know that you are a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You came. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you knew that we stood in need of a Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you this morning. Father God, we come to you, Lord, with many things that are on our hearts this morning, just knowing who you are. And we just want to praise you and glorify you. Hallelujah. And lift you high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because you are so worthy. Hallelujah. Of all praise.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we honor you. We reverence you this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. You've been so good to us. Hallelujah. You have poured out your blessings upon us. You have made provisions. Hallelujah. You have healed our bodies. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You have set us free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have delivered us. Hallelujah. From the enemy. Hallelujah. You have moved in us and through us. And we thank you. We're grateful this morning for all that you do and all that you are. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we give you what we have. Hallelujah, this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for what you have done already. We thank you for what you are yet going to do and what you continue to do. Hallelujah. For us, your children. Hallelujah. Father God, we just lift up, hallelujah, people all over the world. In the name of Jesus, we know that our world is in chaos. We know that all kinds of things are taking place, some things that we've never seen before. Hallelujah. We know that the enemy is yet plotting and scheming and trying to trick us. Hallelujah. And trying to cause your people to think that you don't love them. But we know in spite of that, we know that you do. We know what you did,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, and you proved your love to us.
Yes.
So we ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, in a miraculous way, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Those that don't believe, we ask, Lord, that, hallelujah, somehow you will turn them around, hallelujah. They will believe. They will know you. They will want to know you in the pardoning of their sins. Hallelujah. We're asking, Lord, that they would be drawn by your spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That they will know who you are. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. Glory, glory. All over the world. Hallelujah. Beginning in our own households. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In our neighborhood, our communities, all over in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We know that it's praying time like never before. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for our salvation. Those of us,
Lord,
that have accepted you and that are living for you. But Lord, we have a heart for those that are not.
That's
because
right.
Because we know that you also have. And so Lord, we're asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, hallelujah, many souls will begin to turn towards you, God.
Yes,
all
Lord God. Yes,
nation.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the areas where there's war. Hallelujah. Where there isn't. Hallelujah. Where there's turmoil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the crime-ridden areas. Everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that people will begin, hallelujah, to call on your name. We already know what happens when we call on your name. Hallelujah. You said that when we call on your name, hallelujah, we will be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're praying for the unsaved everywhere in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We lift up those, hallelujah, that are hurt. Hallelujah. Those that are heartbroken. Hallelujah. Those that need an inner healing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Those that have faced tragedies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for healings in the name of Jesus, that you will touch, that you will heal this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that there will be hope instilled in the name of Jesus. And your love all over exemplified in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless us, Lord, to continue to stand. Hallelujah. To continue to stand for righteousness, no matter what. Hallelujah, even when we're going toe-to-toe with Satan. Hallelujah, we know that you are present. Hallelujah, we know that you are greater. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes.
Than the one that's running rampant through the world. Hallelujah,
yes.
So we're looking
yes.
to you, God.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah, we're not looking at what Satan is trying to do, but we're looking to you, God, because we know what you came to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we're focusing on that this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're coming against Satan on every side in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're pulling down strongholds this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're commanding, hallelujah, that the devil, hallelujah, will be under our feet in the name of Jesus, just like you said in your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are taking a stand. Many of us are taking a stand, hallelujah, against what Satan is doing and trying to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're letting more and more people know about you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're moving by your spirit, God. Hallelujah. We're not operating in our own. Hallelujah. Because we know that we can do nothing without you. Hallelujah.
You.
So we're calling on your name this morning for all of these things that are going on. The people in Ukraine, we ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. Hallelujah, that you will establish a mission ground there like never before. Hallelujah, we know that you have been using Christians there, and we pray that you will continue in spite of, but we pray for your hand of protection upon them in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Protect your people everywhere, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The new outbreaks of COVID we've heard about, Lord, we pray for those situations. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we speak peace. We speak peace in the name of Jesus. In spite of, hallelujah, in spite of, we're speaking peace. Hallelujah, because we know that you are a God of peace. Hallelujah, and you raise us up, hallelujah, to bring about peace. Hallelujah, and we thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah, we speak peace this morning in a world that's upside down. Hallelujah, but we know that you can straighten it all out, and so we're depending on you. We're believing upon you this morning. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, continue to minister to those that are locked up. Hallelujah. Those that desire to serve you. Those that need to be free. Hallelujah. We're asking, Lord, that you would provide the freedom, hallelujah, for them, that they might be used in a mighty way by you. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are in the hospitals. Hallelujah. That you would touch and raise them up off of their sick beds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be a great visitation. Hallelujah. In these areas, in the hospitals, in the nursing homes. Hallelujah. In other places, Lord, where people, hallelujah, have just given up hope. Hallelujah. And they have accepted the things that have happened to them. But we know that you are mighty God, and we know that you can and that you will deliver. So we're expecting that to happen this morning, God. Hallelujah. Move in our households in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. Hallelujah. Provide, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those, hallelujah, that are without this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would remember them. Hallelujah. With food and shelter and clothing. Remember the homeless, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would bless many of them, hallelujah, to be in sheltered places. Hallelujah, that they will not be any longer living outside and on the streets and being without.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way for their sake, Lord. Hallelujah, and for Christ's sake. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that leaders everywhere, hallelujah, we pray that you would move, hallelujah. Those that are walking crooked, we ask, Lord, that their pathway will be made straight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We ask, Lord, that you would put a stop, Hallelujah, to leaders taking advantage of the power that they have. Hallelujah.
My
Jesus
Lord,
name.
Pray that.
Hallelujah. We can have power, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will no longer continue to go in their ways. Hallelujah. Against your people. Hallelujah. Do it, God. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Have your way. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name. Put a stop to it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move in the political area. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Change them. Hallelujah. Turn them around. Stop them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Those that are that need to be stopped. We ask, Lord, that you would stop them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we just thank you. We praise you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We pray that you would move in the schools. Hallelujah. Schools are shutting down. Hallelujah. If, especially in places, Lord, of poverty. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That somehow, Lord, you would build up these schools. Hallelujah. Provide better education for our young people. In Jesus' name. Do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we just thank you. We praise
thank
you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Touch, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Those
right
who
now,
are
Lord.
Continually abused, we ask, Lord, that you would move, hallelujah, in these areas. In the name of Jesus, that you would expose the enemy. Expose him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that you're doing it, Lord, and we ask that you would do it in a greater way, God, in the name of Jesus, the human trafficking. Hallelujah. We pray that you will uncover, that you will expose. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you would protect these, hallelujah, that can't help themselves. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come against the domestic violence. Hallelujah. We come against all violences. In the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that you would move greatly. Hallelujah, in these places, hallelujah, where it's continuing to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for us, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. If there are any sick among us this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would touch, that you would heal, hallelujah, that you would deliver, that you would set free, hallelujah, that you would instill hope again to those that have lost hope, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that are still using, are still involved in substances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We ask, Lord, that you would deliver.
Move,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
That you would
save. Move on them, Lord.
That you would cause them to give it up and to want to give it up, Lord, and to want to live for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for recovery this morning. We pray that you would recover them in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And we thank you.
Lord.
We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We pray for those, Lord. We pray for a financial blessing for those, Lord, that are standing in need of that today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we know that you own everything.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Everything it belongs to you. So we ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, that you would bless, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that people will not be suffering financially, hallelujah. We especially lift up your own, hallelujah, in that area, hallelujah, because different ones have been expressing that, hallelujah, that they need a breakthrough in their finances.
Yes.
So we pray for that this morning,
Lord,
that you would do it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
We thank you. We lift up the Spirit of Live Ministries this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we pray
Jesus.
For those that are listening in this morning all over. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We lift up Bishop Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way.
Lord.
Hallelujah, and all the other servant leaders. Hallelujah. That are on their on their job. We ask, Lord, that you would move in them. Hallelujah, that you would continue to bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We praise you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you. Walk with me. Anybody remember that one? Come on. Walk with me, Lordy. Said I need you to walk with me.
Yeah.
While I'm on this Jesus journey for mine. Said I want you, Lord. Oh, said I want you, Lord. Walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand.
How many want the Lord to hold your hand tonight?
Hold my hand, Lord.
Do that for me.
Hold my hand. Yeah. While I'm on this Jesus journey, yeah, I need Jesus. Oh yeah, hold my hand.
Another prayer, yeah. Be my friend, Lord. It's all right to clap your hands, y'all. Lord, be my friend, yeah. Sometimes your best friends will let you down. Be my friend. Oh, Lord, won't you be my friend? Oh, my mind. While I'm on this, oh, Lord, Jesus, yeah. Be my friend, Lord. Yeah, that's all I need you to do, Lord.
Churches back in the woods, and they had what they call revival meetings. Yeah. Some old deacon, he prayed and they sang, and when he couldn't find words to say, they just started moaning. Break it down one time for me, y'all. And after a while, the whole church began to moan along with them. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on, y'all. Where you from? Break it down one time so they can hear the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
right. Y'all better sing that song, Brother Williams Brothers. Hallelujah. Jesus, walk with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is now time for this morning's message. So please retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so. And I would like for you to turn to the book of Acts. Oh, yes, we're going to stay right here in the church of Acts, because if there was ever a time that God needed his people to operate as they did in the church of Acts, my brothers, my sisters, oh, yes, it would be now. God needs us to be all that we can be now, more than ever. So please turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 6. And this morning, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 7. But before I begin, I would like to just once again give a heartfelt thank you and a hallelujah salute to all of the All Nations Christian Fellowship family. We had a time on yesterday fellowshipping, just praising God, hallelujah. And I just want to thank our beautiful host, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah. Everything was absolutely beautiful. Everything was done, hallelujah, according to God's will. And thanks to God, what I want to report to you is that it was such a blessing to just be in a room with people that just love the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, there was no airs. There was no competition. There was no upstaging. There was none of that. All there was was the love of God and our love for one another. So I just want to thank Apostle Zeta, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Intercessor Wanda, Reverend Lori, everybody that was present, all you beautiful servant leaders that were present. I just want to thank you. Mother Mary McKelvey,
and
hallelujah.
We thank you.
Oh, God bless you, Mother. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you all because, oh, what a time we had. Praise God. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 6. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 7 and learn some more about how some other people live to praise the Lord. Okay.
Amen.
Acts chapter 6, starting at verse 1, the word of God reads as follows. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12 called a multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, lift ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, the proselyte of Antioch. When they sat before the apostles, and when they prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just come now before your throne of grace once again, asking you, Father God, that I completely decrease so that you might increase, Lord. Lord, use this message to edify your saints. And Father God, it is my fervent prayer that I lift you up in a way, and I speak with such Holy Ghost boldness and conviction that you will be able to draw all men unto yourself, God.
Lord.
It is in your wonderful and precious name I do pray, Lord Jesus. Amen, and glory to God. Well, thanks, God.
Thank you.
The last song we just heard was called Walk With Me. And I came to tell you this morning that God's teamwork makes his dream work. And this morning I am going to share with you, I am going to, hallelujah, enlighten you
on how you too can be a part of that dream team. You see, as a body of believers, we are all called to work in synergy, first and foremost, with the Lord, God, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus. Then we are called to work in synergy together. So you might be asking yourself, well, Bishop, what is synergy? Well, synergy simply means that we can accomplish so much more together than we can separately. God wants us to, his people, to work as a team as we go about doing his unstoppable work. Because as I told you last week, God's work is unstoppable. Nothing can stop the work of the Lord being done. So today, I want us to sit and contemplate and to consider how we too can be, do our very best to walk in synergy with God and with his people. Because God's teamwork sure enough makes his dream work. But how can we do this, saints of God? How can Christians be team players as they do their part in furthering God's work? Well, this morning, I'm going to share with you four thoughts from our text as we explore this ideal of teamwork and working together to see God's purpose fulfilled in our lives and throughout this world. Now, the first thing I want you to know and understand, that we as team players, we must be willing to step up and help meet the need. Now, hallelujah. You see, as we see in this scripture, the apostles had been in leadership training for 3 years under the greatest teacher the world has ever known, has ever seen, will ever know, or will ever see.
That's
because
right.
They were sitting at the feet of Jesus. They were students of Jesus of Nazareth and had learned a lot about helping people as they watched Jesus at work. So, you see, it's not surprising that after Jesus left them with a mission, he sent the Holy Spirit to help them to accomplish it. And then here in this scripture, we find that the disciples are distributing food to many widows who had come to believe in
Jesus.
And they helped distribute the food when Jesus fed the 4,000 and then again when he fed the 5,000. So they had an up-close and personal experience. What meeting the needs was all about. We read in Acts that some of the Christians in the early church had sold extra property and laid the money at the feet of the apostles. The purpose for this money was to help meet the physical needs of those in the church who lacked what they needed. So for an unknown period of time, the apostles worked hard at meeting the genuine physical needs of the people they ministered to.
Thank you,
largest group of those in need were widows. Scholars tell us that many foreign Jews who lived in other lands would have moved to Israel, especially Jerusalem in their old age, because that was where they wanted to be buried. Consequently, there seemed to be a large concentration of displaced widows in Jerusalem. Jews typically provided well for widows in obedience to the Old Testament, which instructed them to take care of widows. However, there weren't enough foreign synagogues in Jerusalem to adequately provide for these non-native Jewish widows. Now, and this is where the church comes in. You see, many of these widows were receiving the gospel, and they were actually turning to Jesus. Peter and the other disciples were going, apostles were going and doing their best to meet the needs. But the church by this time could have easily been 10,000 people strong. So even these 12 leaders could not keep up with the demands of providing spiritual leadership along with making sure everyone had enough food to eat. But the point to be made is that the apostles had stepped up. And they were indeed meeting this need the best way because they knew how. And the lesson for us today is this. We will face times when people need help and we are in a position to help them. Therefore, saints of God, ministry will need to happen. And if we, God's people, will not step up and just do it, then that need will indeed go unmet. This is something that is common in both small churches and large churches. Sometimes you just have to roll up your sleeves and get to work.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if you're not particularly gifted in that certain area.
That's right.
But I want to tell you something. I truly appreciate how the members of Spirit Alive have stepped up, and they have helped
where there was
a need. You know, some of you are always willing to teach. You go out and visit. You call people. You might go clean somebody's house. You might go drive a car. Or you might do all of the above. You just are ready to do whatever is needed to be done.
Amen.
See, your physical service is the driving force behind this radio ministry. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. And I thank each and every one of you so much for that. And I truly believe that God is going to greatly bless you for it.
Yes.
However, I do want to point out that we are all hardwired differently. God has gifted us all uniquely so that we can do certain things better than other things. Hallelujah. So through our willingness to serve and step up and meet the need, we may find ourselves from time to time tied to an area that we are not really suited to do long term. Now, let me explain something to you. This does not mean that we should panic or that we should bail out. But let's look at this second principle that the apostles, how they dealt with it. You see, team players must recognize when it's time to get out the way. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Amen.
There are many times when we need to make room for the gifts of others. I really and truly make that my number one priority here in this ministry. I want to get out of the way so that others can come forth and shine their life for Christ, so they can fulfill the assignment Christ has given them for their life.
Thank you, Jesus.
But now, maybe God has been using us in a certain area, and we've been faithful to do the best that we can, but we know we are not using our God-given ability to the fullest. But as servant leaders, we must particularly be aware of and recognize when it is time to move out of the way so that God can elevate or utilize the gifts and talents of someone else. We have too many pastors trying to stay in the pulpit long after. They should have already moved out of the way. But you see, to do that requires honesty and humility. And I would say a willingness to stay with it until God releases us. You see, the apostles apparently weren't doing an adequate job of distributing food. Why? Because they weren't called to distribute food.
They
were called and sent to carry the gospel. They were not called and sent to be food served. So they weren't really equipped to do the food distribution themselves. However, there were others who would be able to put the time and energy needed into meeting the physical needs of the Christian community. Now, they could get out the way, okay? They could, desire to work with other people and let other people's lights shine because, you see, the apostles knew exactly what they were called to do. There was no confusion about it. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Jesus told them what to do. Go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples of men, teaching them all things that I have taught you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. See, they knew what they were supposed to do. So
they also
did not consider themselves above serving other people or helping the widow. But they did recognize that their job, they were supposed to be teaching and preaching the word of God. They were supposed to be the watchmen on the walls praying for God's people.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But their days were being filled with making sure that hundreds of people were adequately cared for. And I'm here to tell you, it is an exhausting and endless work. And you know what?
Yes.
Yeah, you might not want to think about this, but any time that you're not really walking in your God-given calling, something suffers.
That's
so
it.
Perhaps the apostles' prayer lives were suffering. You know, we rarely think
Amen.
Of people in the Bible struggling with their prayer lives. But now just think
Amen.
About it. There was a lot of widows. And if these apostles were out there feeding these women from sun up to sun down, when did they have time to pray?
Yeah.
When did they have time to bring the word of God?
Jesus.
Because you know, saints of God, that once the word gets out that there is help, more will come.
Yeah.
So there were so many people that the apostles had to present the idea to the church that they should select 7 faithful men who would be able to serve the Lord by taking care of the food distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most theologians agree that since the names of the 7 men were Greek names, that they were probably Greek-speaking Jews from other places who had relocated to Israel. In other words, they were from a group of people who were complaining that the needs of the widows among them were being neglected.
Yeah.
I always tell people, don't ever go up there to God complaining about what's going on, because that's one sure way that you yourself will get an assignment.
Amen.
So, they picked the
that's
7
right.
men, and they were apparently very godly and very trustworthy men who could deal fairly in all that they did, which brings us to my third point. We, as team players, should seek qualities that will enable us to help others. First of all, you see what they did? They wanted to get spirit-filled folks. I mean, present tense. You see, these men were full of the Spirit right in the here and in the now. It doesn't say that they had been filled with the Spirit and that it was a done deal since they had spoken in tongues. No. They were known to be full of the Spirit. You know why? Because no doubt the fruit of the Spirit was evident in their lives. You know, when you looked at those apostles, you could feel their love, see their love, feel their joy,
Thank you.
You watched them walk in peace. The power of the Spirit was evident in their lives as they shared the good news with others. So thanks to God, we need to be filled with and stay full of the Spirit. We need to seek God on a daily basis and ask him to fill us with his Spirit so that we can do all that he has called us to do and be all that he has called us to be.
Yeah.
If you've asked God to forgive you of your sins and to be the leader of your life, check this out. You've got the holy hookup. Why? Because you've got the Holy Spirit now living on the inside of you. However, we still need to, we should seek to continually be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we will have something to give others.
If
you've been seeking but have not received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, I came to tell you this morning, don't give up. Keep seeking.
Right.
And you will find him. Keep asking, and you will receive him.
Yeah.
So how can we help others? We help by staying full of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know why? Because when we are full of the Holy Spirit and we come across other people, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will begin to tell us what to pray for.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit might begin to tell us what the need really is. You know,
that's
some people, they're not comfortable really sharing their needs because they might be mocked, they might be ridiculed. But when we stay full of the Spirit, we'll know. Because God will tell us. And
yes,
then we need to be full of wisdom. We need to seek God's wisdom to effectively do what he has called us to do. James 3 and 17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. Then people, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You see how the word of God testifies to itself. You know, all this is the fruit of the Spirit being reiterated. Saints of God, we need to be full of the Spirit. We need to be full of wisdom, and then we need to be full of faith. Now, in the next couple of weeks, because I am going to walk us all the way through the book of Acts, we will be looking at the life of Stephen. But he is singled out as being full of faith. You see, he believed God for the miraculous, and God used him mightily. I asked the saints of God yesterday, how convicted are you? How convinced are you? You see,
Thank you, Jesus.
Where there is much faith, there will be evidence. Miracles, wonders, and signs will follow.
Yeah.
Where there is the Spirit is full, there will be evidence. Where what? Miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Acts 6 and 8 tells us that he was a man full of God's grace and power and did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. This gift is available to all of us in the church today. And you know what?
Yes.
I believe, I'm really sure, thank you, God. You know, I don't profess to know everything, but I'm pretty sure that everybody up in here has that gift. Hallelujah. And if you don't think you have the gift, I came to tell you this morning, cultivate it. Let God cultivate it. Let God water it. Let God grow it. Let God develop that maturity in you. Now, because you know what? What was, you got to consider the cost. We got to look at what happened. What was the result of the apostles and the believers working out the wrinkles and perhaps disagreements amongst themselves? Well, verse 7 tells us, and it leads us to my fourth point. Anointed team efforts result in the growth of God's kingdom. Someone said that a lot cannot be accomplished if nobody cares who gets the credit. That's what I love, about yesterday. We were just all up in there praising God. Folks was laying hands on folks. Folks was being healed. Folks was praying. Breakthroughs were being made. Strongholds were being formed. And didn't nobody care who was speaking.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Because we all knew that it was the purpose. It was
God,
the Holy Spirit.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. We didn't care who got the credit as long as God was getting the glory. And I believe with everything that is within me that it is present, and I am so blessed in its presence in this ministry because I see it done every week.
Yes,
Lord. Every week.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
See, we already know and understand that God and God alone gets all the credit. Why?
Yes.
Because it's his church.
All the credit.
We are his people. And it's his unstoppable work. And he wants us to learn to work together to reach the Lord.
Amen.
And because God's people were willing to obey him and work as a team, we read the result in verse 7. So the word of God spread. The numbers of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests now became obedient to the faith.
Hallelujah.
Catch that.
Hallelujah.
Catch that.
Thank you, Jesus.
They became not obedient to their rituals. They became not obedient to their traditions. They became not obedient to their hierarchies, but they became obedient to the faith.
To the faith.
In chapter 5, we talked about the unstoppable work of God. And we can be a part of that team. We can be a part of God's dream team.
Yes, Lord.
But we got to remember, we need each other. You know how the song says, I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body.
Hallelujah.
See, if we try to jump up and go long range and go it alone, We're just doing it our way. And we might make it, but we might not. But I do know this, if we do it our way, we will have missed the mark of effectiveness, and we will have missed the joy that is found in a close relationship with other believers. Anointed team efforts are efforts that are empowered by the Holy Spirit. If we somehow were able to create a good team effort on our own, we would not be effective in producing lasting spiritual growth. You see, only the Spirit gives life. And we need him now more than ever. We need to understand. We need to be a part of God's idea in order to win this world. We need to be a part of the ultimate dream team, the church that is actually doing the will of God together. As we seek to do what God has called us to do, sometimes we need to just step up and do whatever needs to be done, even if we're not really good at it. Times may come when we need to realign ourselves with God's purpose and just get out the way. If we're operating outside of ourselves and our gifting, hallelujah. But you know what? All the while, we need to be cultivating the qualities in our lives that will help us to help others. We need to stay full of the Holy Spirit. We need to stay full of God's wisdom. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. We need to have the Lord walking with us every day and every way, and our confidence should be in the Lord. If the world ever needed to see God's people come together in unity, it would be now. The world needs to see the love of God's people. They need to be able to experience the joy of God's people. They need to look at us and see us in that peaceful demeanor, not murmuring and complaining, not speaking fear into the atmosphere. But we need to stepping up, doing what we need to do, when we need to do it, how we need to do it, in order for the mighty God that we serve to be glorified. Hallelujah. We need to be willing to tell somebody, here's my shoulder. You can lean on me. How can I help you?
Jesus,
every one of us as Christians need to say, good morning, good afternoon, good day. I'm a child of God. How may I serve you today? Hallelujah.
That's right.
Each and every one of us need to take our eyes off of our own interest and put our eyes, all our focus, all our hearts, our mindset squarely on the things of God and getting his unstoppable work done. Hallelujah.
Let
me explain something to you for all my young people that sit in the chat room. You know, it's easy to look around at somebody and see them doing something and say, because it looks easy, I can do it too. No. You need to wait on the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Might be able to operate in a certain position for a little while. But if that's not your call, you need to hear God when he says move. You did well, now move.
Get out of the way.
But see, I'm real quick to tell people. They call me up. Yes, sir. So-and-so. I'm looking for a wife. Let me explain something to you. I am not your matchmaker. I am not your financial planner. I am not your babysitter. Going to be responsible for your work in the Lord. Okay? I am apostle, called and sent, cook. I have been called to preach and teach the gospel. I will feed the homeless. I go into the prison. I visit the sick. I do all of that. But I take the most folks with me. And even when I can't go do it, I can send some folks to go do it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Because, see, I know what I was called to do.
Yeah.
I was called to pray and lay hands on the sick so that they might recover.
Amen.
I was called, to be a spiritual watchman for you. I'm praying for you when you don't even think you need to be prayed for. Because, see,
Hallelujah.
I want God's dream team. Hallelujah, to be all that it can be.
Glory.
I want us to shine brightly for the kingdom of God. I want us all to be a light for God's kingdom purpose. But there may be somebody in here today that has not been connected, hallelujah, to the Lord. My Jesus.
Thank you.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. But I came to tell you, you don't have to leave here this morning the same way you came in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now, right where you are, right where you sit, hallelujah.
Have your way, have your way, Lord.
You can ask Jesus, hallelujah, you can just tell Jesus you're ready to be on his dream team. And
yes,
the way
Lord.
You do that is you simply go to Jesus.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Because I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came, you died, and you rose. Make it personal right here, just for me. And then you tell the Lord, Lord, come into my life. Teach me. Grow me up. Mature me so that I can be all that you want me to be. So that I can be a part of your dream team, Father God. So that I can live out your purpose for my life. So that I might help others come to know who you are. And then you lift that all up in the only name by which we can be saved. And that's his own. In your holy and righteous name, I do pray it all.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen,
and to God
amen.
Be the glory. Hallelujah. In my spirit, I feel shackles breaking. I feel the chain coming off. Somebody just needed to hear this morning that you are already accepted. You are already approved. All you need to do is step into your lane. Open up your heart and your mind and your spirit to hear the voice of God. And walk. And the beautiful thing about it is you don't have to walk alone.
Yes,
Jesus is walking with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
There's nothing, there's not a detail that he misses.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And just like that, you know the wonderful thing that I love about Jesus is when you come to Jesus, you don't got to fix yourself up and then come. Jesus wants you to come just as you are.
Amen.
And trust me, he will fix you right on up.
Come on now, tell the truth.
Okay, he will fix you right on up.
Come on
Glory.
Now.
Hallelujah. And we must
come
be willing when we are not walking in our car. Ask the Lord to tell me what it is.
Yes.
If we are doing something for a time being, just ask the Lord when it's time to get out the way. You know? Just ask the Lord, is it time for me? When the Lord says get out the way, you get out the way. You don't say, well, Lord, I kind of like doing this now. No, get out the way. Get out the way.
Amen.
Get out the way.
Yes.
And let God have his way. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on now.
Say yes to God today.
Come on now.
Give him your life.
Yes,
give him your all.
Lord,
give him
you.
Become a part of God's dream team. He doesn't need you, but he wants you.
Hallelujah.
Because see, God is sovereign all by himself. His work is going to be done with or without you. But he'd much rather have you a part of the
team. Yes, hallelujah.
So at this time, I just want, you know, we are a family here at Spirit Alive, and this morning I'm just going to give the saints of God because we are a dream team, and it's a spirit of that. I'm going to give the saints of God here at Spirit Alive, these wonderful servant leaders, these hallelujah, a chance to just put their praise on it this morning. And I want to start with my brother and my friend, Bishop Lester Carter. Yeah, Bishop Lester Carter.
Amen.
He is being elevated, thank the God. I am his cousin.
Amen.
So Bishop Carter, come on in the room. Give us a word of praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, all Lord. Right, well, that's all right. Hallelujah. He might be all up
Hallelujah.
In the spirit right now, but that's all right. We don't, hey, we let him do what he do. But all right, Minister Gladys, come on in the room. Everybody unmute yourselves because I'm calling on everybody. Amen. All right, Minister Gladys, are you with us, darling?
I am. Morning. Want to give
Amen.
God all the praise, glory this morning, thanking him for another day, thanking
yes.
him for walking with me.
Amen.
I just thank God this morning. I thank God for this ministry.
Yes.
I thank God for times, trials, and tribulations on today, because I know
yeah.
he's going to see me. In the mighty name of
yeah.
Jesus, I ask that you guys continue to pray for me and my family
Amen.
As I continue
yeah.
to pray for you. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hold the phone. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come right now before your throne of grace, lifting up one of our very own and one of your own, God.
Yeah.
We laid Minister
yeah.
Gladys
Lord.
At your feet, Father God.
That's,
and we pray that
yes,
you would
Lord.
Minister to her in mind, body, and
yeah.
spirit, Lord.
Yes,
use
Lord.
Her mightily, Lord God.
That's
use
true.
Her, Lord God, to be a light
mm-hmm.
and to be a witness
yes,
everywhere
yes,
that she goes. Bless her
yes,
family
Lord.
Through her, Lord God. Bless all
yes,
generations
Lord.
Through her, Father God. Use her. Lord, I rebuke that spirit of fear. I rebuke
yeah.
that spirit of doubt. I rebuke that spirit of unworthiness right now
yeah.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
because
of
we
Jesus.
Know that all the validation that we will ever need, all the acceptance that we will ever need was afforded to us on that cross.
Yes.
Yeah. When you hung, bled,
yes.
and died.
Yes, yes, Lord, right now.
And we just want to come and say thank you, Jesus, because we know that nothing is too hard for you.
Yes.
And we just ask that you touch our sister and her family right now in the name of Jesus. We
just
pray that yokes will be broken, strongholds will be pulled down in
the
name of
Jesus.
Lord God, we pray that they will infuse them with your wisdom, Lord, and your power, and that they would have the heart set and the mindset to want to receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just have your way,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Have your way
That's
in our
right
home.
Now, Lord.
Have her
yes.
way, your way, Lord God,
yes.
as she goes
thank
about her
yes,
job.
Lord.
Have your way, Lord, in every.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Everything
yes.
that she must do.
Yes.
And because, Lord, we know that you can,
yes.
and we believe
yes.
that you will.
And, you will.
And so
yes.
we just
Hallelujah.
Come shout the victory right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because see, we don't even pray
Hallelujah.
For the victory,
Hallelujah.
Lord. We pray
yes.
from a place of victory.
Yes.
So, Lord,
yes.
we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for
yes.
the many
thank
blessings
Lord.
That you're about to
Hallelujah.
Rain down in this family. And we
yes.
just give you
yes.
all the
yes.
honor and the glory and the praise
yes.
in Jesus'
Lord,
holy
yes.
and righteous
Lord.
Name. Amen.
Jesus,
now, thanks to God, but I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I have unmuted every member of All Nations and every member of the Spirit Alive family. So what I want you to do at this time, when the Lord hits you and you are ready, just say hallelujah, state your name, and come on in the room. But I'm going to ask Mother Mitchell to come on in the room, and everybody come. Just can y'all just as soon as she gets through, somebody say amen. Come on in the room. Let God use you. I'm going to see who's going to step up to the plate and be a team player today. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Amen. God, first of all, I thank you, Lord, that you're in my life. I thank you that I'm on a dream team. I thank you as the head and founder of the dream team, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who went on the cross and died just for me. And young people
Amen.
In the chat room, don't be afraid of your friends to say, well, he did that for the whole world. He didn't do that just for you. You can't answer
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord. Our Lord and our Savior.
Yes.
So be obedient to the faith and hold
yes,
on to his unchanging
glory.
Hand. You'll never go wrong.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
thank
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on. Next. Bring it. Step on up, step on in. Come on, come on. Where the dream team at? Where the dream team at? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful day he has made for us to be able to worship together and learn the gospel of Jesus Christ and our Lord.
Yes.
And I just thank
yes,
everyone in our
yes.
ministry, all the people around who
yes.
come in and support us every week.
Yes.
And we are so blessed
thank
to have
you.
This ministry. We are so
yes.
blessed to have you, Apostle
yes,
Shirlene Cook.
Yes.
We are just so
thank
blessed
you,
that we get to yes. honor and praise
yes.
the Lord and learn
yes.
his teaching the right
you,
way. The right
yes.
way.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
so blessed
Jesus.
To have you.
God
Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes,
yes
we
are. Yes, Jesus.
Praise
thank
God
you, Lord.
All our family
yes.
in the Spirit of Life Ministry, Heavenly Father. May they
yes.
all be blessed
yes.
in a mighty way. In
yes.
Jesus' name I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's an amen. Dream team, where you at? Come on in the room.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for how you're still using us. Hallelujah. Using me, Lord. Hallelujah. In my older age. Thank you, Jesus. I thank
yes.
you, Lord, that we can go forth. Hallelujah. In our in what you have called us to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
we just
you.
Praise you this morning for
yeah.
your goodness and for blessing
yes.
us to have the opportunities that we have.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank you for Bishop yeah. Shirlene. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
God bless you. God
hallelujah.
Bless you. Come on in the room. I know
yeah.
I'm sitting up here looking at my brothers and sisters up in here. Come on, where God's dream team at? Come on, come on, come on. Let me hear amen. Come on, Holy Spirit, move them, move them. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Come on in the room.
Lord,
I heard an amen,
Apostle,
amen. Come on up in here.
Lord, Apostle Cook. This is Lester Carver in Indianapolis.
Hey, Bishop.
And I just want to thank all of you for everything you do for the Spirit Alive Network Ministries. I thank you for everything that you do for God in
yeah.
such a
yeah.
way. And fellowship preaching across the world is
yeah.
a glory to God.
Yeah.
So thank you all for being with us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Come on, come on. I know, look,
amen.
I got some more dream team up in here. Come on in. Say amen. Hit it. Look, I don't want to start calling out your phone
amen.
Number. See, we're supposed to be wanting to do this morning.
Thank
come on, sis.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you this morning for your healing, Father God, Lord. I thank you
yes.
this morning for my sisters, brothers and sisters, on Spirit Alive, Lord, and with all nations, Christian Center, Father God, Lord, for lifting
thank
up
you.
And praying, Father God,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
To do your will, Father.
Have
God.
Your way, God.
Yes.
Operating
have
your
way,
God.
God.
I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God, Lord, for having praying sisters, brothers and sisters, Lord,
yes.
that know when you're pouring through, Lord, that lifts you up, Father God. I just thank
yes.
you. Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
I love
yes,
you family
yes.
today, Father God,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Sometimes you have
thank
to let
you.
Go and let God. Lord, I just
yes.
thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Jesus.
And I pray and I ask that you use me, Father God, Lord. Use
yes.
me, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I thank you this morning, Lord, that strongholds are being lifted, Father God, Lord. Chains are being broken, Father God, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All that you do and all that you do in all of our lives, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. in here? I hear some more of my sisters up in here. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? I see you. I see you. I see you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, now I'm going to go. I've been through almost all the room, but look here. I'm going to address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number because somebody's sitting up in here holding on to a word. Don't be holding out on Jesus this morning. 292-6998. Would you like to have a word this morning? I know you got one. Holy Ghost told me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, we good. All right, 415. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks. Excuse me. I just want to thank God for lifting me up this morning with my mind stayed on him. He said in his word, he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I thank you for the word that came forth today. It's sitting in my spirit right now. I'm still in rehabilitation, but I'm leaving Tuesday in the name of Jesus. I'm glad I've been here since February the 23rd. God, hallelujah, Jesus. God has ministered to me. I sit here and been asking the Lord to take some things away from me that I know I don't want to leave here with in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Rehabilitation wasn't just my ankle. It was my mind and my soul and my heart.
Come on, sis. Testify this morning. Come on.
Everything. He not just healed my ankle. He healed my whole soul and my spirit.
Yes.
I want to be changed in the name of Jesus. I want to walk right in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to sit up there and be lukewarm. I want to be on fire for Jesus all the way. I'm tired of being lukewarm.
All glory.
I thank Jesus for my sister Trish because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even learn about coming on this phone or going to the place on Saturdays. I missed last. Next month I'll be there in the name of Jesus because I'm getting out cool.
Amen.
And I can't wait to come and fellowship with my saints. And stuff. But I thank God for Bishop Cook. Bishop Cook,
thank
keep
you,
on letting the Lord use you in the name in his name. You're doing a wonderful job. Don't never hold back. Be obedient to his word when he drops something in your spirit. I love the way you tell us truth because I know it's coming from above. It ain't coming from you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. And I pray that everybody have a blessed and a safe day. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone else would like
Thank
to come
you.
Forth? Anybody? Hallelujah.
Thank
you amongst family here.
Thank
we
you,
are God's dream team, and you are a part of the team.
Yes.
We don't care if you just
Thank
joined
you.
The team yesterday. You still a part
Thank
of God's
you.
Dream team if you
Amen.
Still know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But I want to thank my beautiful sister for her transparency. Because, see, here we keep it real. We're here. We are not professing to be Holy Ghost juniors. Here, we're just saying we're saved by grace, and we're walking day by day by day, just trying to get it right with the Lord, and trying to keep it right with each other.
Yeah.
And so we just come this morning praising God for all that we have heard, and I'm going to bind this service in the name of Jesus because. I just love what God did. Father God, I just come before your throne of grace right now just praising you and glorifying you, Father God, for using each and every member of this assembly, Lord God, to reach your people this morning. I praise you, God, for the opportunity to come together with my family on the daily to declare to the world that you are our Lord, our Savior, and our King. Now, Father, I pray that you would pour into every ministry represented here. And, Lord God, we know that if you have declared it and decreed it, it shall be done. Give them preaching and teaching power where it is needed. Give them the power to prophesy where it's needed. Give them the power to exhort where it is needed. Or if they need to go out and feed the widows, Lord, bless them to do that. Help them to go into the church, into the other churches, and help build their congregations, Father, because we know that that is truly the work of a true apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are to build, to plant, to help others to become all that you want them to be. Lord, everything that we do to glorify you. And we just want to thank you, Father God, for just allowing us, hallelujah, to come together as a family, your family,
you,
with you
thank
as the head of that family, and
Amen.
Serve you in spirit and in truth.
Thank you.
I praise God, and I want to thank you. Continue to pour into Minister Tina. Continue to pour into Apostle.
Yes,
continue to pour into every minister here, every evangelist here, every apostle here, every bishop here, every elder here. Lord, just keep doing it for them, God. Because if you keep doing it for us, God, we declare and decree, and we guarantee we're going to keep doing it for you.
Amen.
So, Father God, we just come giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise.
Yeah.
And we are determined to make your name great in all the world. Lord, we pray against that spirit of doubt and fear. We pray against that spirit of unworthiness. We pray against that spirit of uncertainty. Lord, do not allow the enemy to sift our brothers and sisters as weak every time they want to do a new thing for you.
Yes, come on now.
Lord, we pray that you would shore them up on every lean and side. Because, Father God, I for myself know. I know what it sounds like to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yes, hallelujah.
Right now.
Yes.
And I want every one of my brothers and sisters in Christ to hear it every day, too.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord God, I pray that your love, your peace, your joy, your grace, and your mercy will continue to, hallelujah, be upon my family.
Yes,
I thank you for the love that is here. I thank you, Lord God,
for
the desire to serve. And Lord, I'm so grateful that you have given me the best kingdom family simply because you're the best. So I give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, if there be nothing else, if there are no other praises, we will have Mother Mitchell come in with our benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord pour his hand upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And we are so blessed that you joined us here on this morning. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, you can join us for Taking It to the Streets, where we will be talking about walking in the Spirit. How in tune to the Holy Spirit are you? Part 3. Then on Tuesday, please be sure to join Bishop Lester Carver for Tuesday night teachings. This man of God has been faithful. He has been on the Spirit Alive Network for over 10 years. Faithfully, consistently. So please, hallelujah, if you want to hear a really, 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 really good Bible study, precept upon precept, you can listen to him on Tuesday. You can listen to Apostle Zeta on Wednesday. Hallelujah. And for more information about us, you can either visit us on Facebook, or you can simply type in the Spirit Alive Ministry Networks for all the times and the programs that we will be having. Next month, we are pleased to announce the Spirit Alive Network will begin 2 new programs. One will be entitled The Daughters of Naomi, and the second one will be God's Heart for You, which will be led by Bishop Lester Carver. So we just invite you to continue to bless God in all that you do.
Amen.
We pray that you acknowledge him, praise him, serve him, and from our household of faith to your household. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and blessed week from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you. I love you, my beautiful family. I love you. I love you all so much. Thank you, my beautiful family. God bless you. You are a joy. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Love you all.